My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
What's up?
Hey, everybody.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up? Welcome back to We Didn't Read It.
We didn't read it.
That's damn right.
We're back better than ever, rejuvenated and fresh.
Who's here? I'm Julia.
I'm Tommy.
I'm Grace.
I'm Hyde.
And that's who's here.
So get ready to that.
This is my first We Didn't Read It with this haircut, I think.
Oh. We got a new haircut.
You can't tell he got a haircut right now.
No, I think I can. I'm noticing
can
the layers.
Can you brush it in front of your forehead? Yep. See, now, oh. See. Wait, stop.
Yeah, that's the cut. So for the audio listeners, even more, I can't even describe. I don't know. He got a haircut.
Before it was all one length at the shoulder.
Yes.
Now it's doing a bit of an angle.
A little bit of a curtain bang, a little face framing, a little, we're working with we got some shape here.
How much did it cost?
It was supposed to cost $10 because that's how much a men's haircut cost at this place.
Oh,
and then
gosh.
They charged me for a women's haircut.
Which was 13?
Yeah, 13.
That is not, mine's 55.
Hey. Mine's like 250.
That's messed
up. Mine's 55.
I don't like that.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh.
I'm an ally, everyone.
Whoa, you're
He's
hot.
A radical feminist.
That's so attractive.
Wait, how much? Your haircut was 50?
I feel like it comes out to like 55.
But I feel like for just a cut for women, that's like pretty normal rate.
Also, I think the reason why it's 55 is they're using their like salon quality shampoo and conditioner.
Yeah.
And also the service.
Nice products in it.
Hey, tell you what. I got shampoo and conditioner in my shower.
I haven't been able to open my shampoo. Like, it's like,
what?
Anytime I try to open it. He hasn't been shampooing his hair.
I've been shampooing and washing my body with body wash and washing my face with the same thing.
You've been shampooing with body wash?
Because you can't figure out how to open your shampoo?
You can't twist it?
Well, anytime I try, I'm in the shower. It's
child?
An opportune time. Every time I'm trying, it's because I'm in the... I don't go in there, you know, when I'm, you know, when I have a few minutes.
But post-shower, you're not thinking, on my grocery list, I gotta get...
Use Grace's shampoo or use Tommy's shampoo.
There's also like 50 other just miscellaneous shampoos in there.
You also got a man in the house. I could open your shampoo.
Yeah.
Tough. It's one of those pump ones.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes they just don't work.
Yeah, but have you opened the top?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what you do now.
I have opened the top. I want to pump it.
You understand that the body wash doesn't have, like, the ingredients that should be in your hair.
My hair looks the same regardless, either way, usually. Okay. So I feel like it's okay.
Like, they're different.
Either I'm washing my hair and body with shampoo, or I'm washing my hair and body with body wash. One of those is the truth. And my face. And I can't remember.
You wash your face with shampoo? Ah!
You cannot do that.
Well, I think it's the body wash.
That's such a cool thing
you
not
really
to know.
You really
am I going to get flamed in the comments? Do I moisturize? No. I should probably do some things to stop me from aging and whatnot.
It is interesting how, like, women, we just gravitate towards skincare way more, probably because we're judged way more for what we look like.
Yes.
And we start doing skincare when you're, like, 12.
Yeah.
Like, I saw my older sister... Yeah, my older sister had like the whole cabinet
You're
full
12.
Of skincare stuff, and I'm a kid, and I'm like, oh, I guess I have to do that too. So now you're washing your face in middle school.
Well, and also that's when you go through puberty and you get
and you're oily and pimples.
Well, I wash my face, but
you wash your face with body wash, which is
I
not,
used to not.
Not
I know I
count.
Used to not.
So what were you using? Bar soap?
No, I was using like
no.
I was using like a Neutrogena thing that was for my face.
Okay.
I was.
We believe
I believe you.
Heath.
Mountain stream.
What did we not read today?
Today, we didn't read Dante's Inferno.
Yes.
Yeah, you should wear sunscreen down there.
Hey.
It's improv, my friends.
Yeah. All right, let's just get into it before. What is that insane?
Our story begins in the year 1300. Dante is a 35-year-old man at the halfway point of his life. He's lost in the woods somewhere, and the path that he's been following is blocked by three beasts, a lion, a leopard, and a she-wolf. Dante's cries for help are answered by the poet Virgil, who saves him and leads him through the nine circles of hell.
Ah, Christ. Oh, Christ, I'm in the woods.
There's a she-wolf in
the
closet.
Oh, my God.
Let it out so it can breathe.
I'm 35.
Hey, what's up? What's your name? What's your name?
I'm Dante. I'm going to die in 35 years. Oh,
I'm the she-wolf.
You're freaking me out. Are you always here?
Yes, I guard these woods with my two other friends. This one is a leopard.
Hi, I'm a leopard.
This one's a leopard.
And what's your other friend?
And this one is a lion, or what's it?
We guard the freaking woods.
What do you guard them from?
People like you.
Yeah.
People like
but
you.
But what? What you. Do you think I'm going to do?
I don't know.
Well, you want to get into hell. What's up with that?
I'm just taking a walk. I'm sad because I'm 35.
Oh, that's so old.
I'm going to die in half the year.
30 and 30.
Half my life.
Oh.
Dante, it's me, Virgil.
Yo, Virgil. I heard about
not
you.
Not Virgin.
Oh, God. This guy.
My name's Virgil.
You're the poet, right?
Yes, I'm a poet.
Prove it. Tell me.
He's an angel.
Recite me a poem, Virgil, and then I shall believe you.
Roses are red. Violets are blue.
Okay.
Shut the fuck up. I'm here to rescue you.
He's a piece
of
shit.
Virgil.
That was hacky.
He literally always stops by and is always bothering our people.
They're a handful, this bunch.
He's literally going to take you to hell. He's done this before.
Through hell, not to hell. We're going through it.
What's your problem?
Freaking leopard.
You're anti-leopard.
I'm not anti.
You're giving me a lot of anti-leopard vibes. I know you're tight.
I'm not anti. I have a lot of leopard friends. I'm not anti-leopard.
Name one leopard friend you have.
Name a famous leopard. You don't even know.
Chester Cheetah. Oh, he's a cheetah.
Wow. Oh, my God.
I can't even
remember that. I'm sorry.
Leopard. It is so classic of guys like you to do that sort of thing.
We're going
to
go.
Let's go.
But also, can I say, your spot's super uneven. All right, let's go.
What?
Dante pulls Virgil away before he makes another off-color comment about the forest animals. They enter the first circle of hell, called Limbo. It's designed for everyone who lived before Christianity and anyone who doesn't get baptized.
That's just a bummer.
Damn.
After that, they go to the second circle of hell, which is where all the lustful sinners go.
All right, Dante, here we are at Limbo. As you can see, these are the people that...
We didn't have a chance, okay?
They look nice.
Christianity happened after us. What the is going on?
And can I say something? Would have totally been on that train had I known about it.
We had no way to know.
You know how many angels come down here and just shit on us?
Literally come down and say, oh, sucks you guys didn't get in on that. Sucks you guys missed Jesus.
We actually started a Bible study here, some of us.
We got caught on a technicality.
What were you guys supposed to do?
Exactly.
What could they have done?
I get fucked. I don't know.
Because it wasn't a thing.
We had two sun gods. We had the sun god and the moon god. We had some other gods going on. I didn't know about this.
You could have known. You could have been like, I think I reject both these guys. I think there's something bigger out there.
We were supposed to predict Jesus.
Yeah.
Christ.
If you really want to get to heaven and not be in limbo. You're lucky you're not even, you're in hell, but you're in limbo. It's fine. Like, you get to hang out. You get to walk under a bar. You get to lower yourself.
That is such a myth.
That only happens at parties.
Well, I don't know why I thought this would be a more interesting conversation with people that are in limbo.
Yeah, nobody ever wants to stay here.
Yeah.
They want to go to the sexy ring of hell. You know
what? Is that what's next?
That's next, yeah. We're going to see some freaks.
It's been so great to meet you.
Shut
honestly.
Up. Don't pander.
All right. Have fun, guys. We'll be
all
back.
Right.
Bye.
Whatever.
Bye-bye.
Then they go through. Their boat goes through a vagina door.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a vagina door.
But they're getting caught on pubes, so they have to have a machete to cut the pubes.
Oh, snap.
Whoa. Oh my God, it's like a seedy nightclub.
Yeah.
I like it here.
Isn't that great?
People are having sex on boats.
Oh.
And the water is just lube and cum and discharge.
Oh my God.
Don't touch the water.
How do I get to this ring of hell?
Don't fall in.
I'm going to go talk to her.
If you touch the water, you will burn alive.
Yeah, don't touch the water.
Oh,
you see that girl over there?
Hey, who are you guys?
I'm gonna go talk to her.
Okay. Come here, hi. Okay.
Hey, how
ladies,
are you doing?
What's up?
Hey,
I'm Dante.
Hi, my name is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. I'm 35.
Oh, we all have six vaginas and they have teeth.
Oh, our vagina.
Oh my God. Dante, I'm really scared. Dante, I'm scared. I thought
my
this,
arm vagina.
I thought this would be way sexier.
Tap into your lust.
Put this thing up my butt.
Okay.
It's a bomb.
I want to explode from the inside out.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I prefer the limbo people at this point.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's my vagina.
Put my toes in your mouth.
Oh, my God. All right, let's get out of here. All right, and we're out.
Holy shit.
The two men narrowly avoid the chomping jaws of Kelly's genitals as they enter the third circle of hell.
Hey, guys. Today's episode is brought to you by Factor Meals.
I never have time to cook, and it really stresses me out.
Yeah, honestly, I've been thinking about getting one of these like meal things where they just give you the thing because like we don't have time.
We don't have time.
Yeah. You ever try boiling pasta till it's soft?
Keep kitchen time to a minimum with Factor Meals. All their meals take 2 minutes to prep. Or about 2 minutes to prep.
By God, these things are packed with protein.
Oh wait, should we do like a taste test on the camera?
Oh shit.
Keith,
can you
pass that?
Oh yeah. Has given us some Factor Meal stuff to taste test.
Listen to this.
Which I actually...
I got watermelon lime is my flavor.
Mine's mint lemonade.
That's good.
Also, I want to point out the ingredients. Apple juice, pineapple juice, lemon juice, mint juice, ascorbic acid. It's very clean.
Yeah, this tastes like actual fruit.
Oh, it's supposed to shake well. I didn't shake it.
Ingredients, watermelon juice, pineapple juice, lime juice, and basil juice.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Yeah, this is great.
45% honestly, your daily vitamin C.
This is really good.
Oh.
I'm not
it's even better that I shook it.
Wait, actually?
It was good before. Now it's even better.
This would be a great mixer. I would. Is that, am I allowed to say that?
Factor Meal is nice because when you cook, I feel like you forget about all of the things that are needed. You have to prep.
Grocery shop.
Yeah. You got a grocery shop, which costs money.
Figure out what you're buying.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Wait, we got to start. Oh, first of all, you're probably going on Pinterest looking at recipes. You got to find a recipe, figure out what you're going to buy. Then you have to go to the grocery store, purchase it, bring it home, prep the items.
Prep it.
Clean the vegetables. Prep the stuff.
Preheat
that oven. Then you actually have to cook it. Then you have to plate it. Then you have to eat that. And then guess what you got to do after that?
You got to clean.
Clean again. It's always clean. And then you got to put some Tupperware. You got to put it away. And if you're just like a busy bee like us, you know.
We're busy.
Sometimes it's just easier to pop in a meal. Sometimes you just don't have time. It's just convenience, you guys.
If you have the time to cook, good on you. But don't.
Yeah, cooking forces you to be mindful.
But not Factor.
With Factor, you can be mindful for the 2 minutes that it takes for your meal to heat up.
I meditate while my Factor meal is in the microwave.
I only need 2 minutes of meditation a day.
Head to factormeals.com/readit50 and use code readit50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month.
That's code readit50 at factormeals.com/readit50 to get 50% off your first box.
Plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is still active.
Treat yourself to restaurant quality meals.
Yum. Mm.
That was adorable.
They enter the third circle of hell, reserved for all the people who lived with gluttony, drinking to excess, and smoking too much reefer.
Dante, I think it's time for us to stop for a snack, which I know just the place.
Where?
We're in the third ring of hell, gluttony.
Oh my God.
Hey, welcome to gluttony. How can I help you?
Hey, do you have milkshakes?
Yep. What size would you like? Extra large, extra, extra large, or gluttony?
Oh, my God. Can I try gluttony?
Yeah, gluttony.
I've never had that before.
It's really
yep,
big.
Coming up. Do you have a rewards card system with us by any chance?
No, I never. They'd say that. They ask me every time, and every time I'm like, it'd probably be good to set one up, but
I'm going
to
sign up.
If you sign up, it's going to be a whole thing.
All right.
Don't
sign up. We just need your email. That's all we need. God.
It's weed 420 at yahoo.com.
gyahoo.com. Okay.
And your phone number?
Yeah.
My number, 420-6969-4201.
Okay.
Great. And your birthday, please.
Okay.
They never just need your email.
03-03-0003.
Okay. Yeah, he was born in year three.
And what's the name of your first pet?
Virgo.
Okay. And I think that'll be enough. Is it just, is it two gluttonous milkshakes for you guys?
Two gluttonous milkshakes, yes.
You want anything in them? You want to add any... stuff.
Can I get some crack in mind, please?
Okay,
when
crack.
When in gluttony, you know.
Do you have a bong?
Yeah, we can add marijuana a bong. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Anything else?
I think that'll be it.
Okay, and just because you did sign up, we're going to give you 4 Big Macs.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
You have Big Macs?
Like nice. From McDonald's?
Yeah, we got everything, buddy.
Oh, okay, great. All right.
Also, it's a drive-thru surrounded by blackness. There's nothing.
Yeah, it's just
it's
a drive-thru.
It's emptiness
yeah.
and one drive-thru.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're on a boat.
3 hours later.
Oh, I shouldn't have eaten that.
Oh my god!
I shouldn't have smoked the crack one. They had crack in
it. I don't know why you did the crack.
I don't know. It was on the menu.
She didn't even try to sell it to you. You were looking for it.
There's a group of people starting to circle the thing.
Hey.
Who is that?
Hey,
who is that?
Hey,
hey.
You guys have any leftovers?
No, we finished it.
Are you new here? We haven't seen you before.
We're leaving, actually.
Yeah, we're passing through.
You don't want to hang out?
We got Thanksgiving dinner.
Thanksgiving dinner? We just ate.
We just ate, too. I'm eating right now.
I forgot. That's kind of the motif here.
You know what? I think
we're kind of doomed.
We're kind of predisposed to obesity.
You're putting yourself in a box here.
We didn't. We just died and then went to hell.
But what happened before you died?
Well, before I died, I was a king.
You were a king?
I wasn't even that bad of a guy. I was just eating food a lot. And then one time during our royal dinner and ball, there was a coup.
And they killed you?
Actually, funny enough, I choked on a turkey leg. And that's how I died.
That's ironic.
Yeah. Yeah. How'd you die again?
I was a cannibal.
That's a little worse.
Silly, that should be a lower ring.
Yeah. Like
you're here with a stoner. Yeah.
I was always eating.
What was it eating people like? Was that nice?
Tasted fine.
This has been delightful.
Really. I'm scared. Yeah. Do you want to go to the next place?
Are you guys technically humans? Would you have flesh if we ate it?
No, it's working.
Yeah, let's check out the next place.
I haven't
battle.
Dante and Virgil, milkshakes in hand, proceed to the fourth circle of hell, which is meant for greed. And then the fifth circle of hell, which is meant for wrath. They sail along the river Styx, and then they approach the city of Dis.
Is it literally D-I-S?
Yeah.
Let me on your boat!
Oh, sorry.
Please.
You're on fire. Sorry.
It hurts.
I feel bad for them, but I am scared.
Well, our boat is wood. We can't let them on.
Oh, my God.
They're probably really bad people. They were probably really...
No, I didn't do anything. I just did tarot reading sometimes.
I was a mother of two, and I just didn't, believe in God. I don't even know about it.
We have to keep going, actually.
Yeah.
Isn't there... Is that Dis up there?
I think
that's
it is.
Dis.
That's a great city
that's
of Dis.
That's where the wizard is.
It's row.
I think you're in hell for your annoying voices. It's very annoying.
That's
your
really voice. Rude.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Help! Help!
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
I am the doorman.
Hello, doorman. There are people on fire out there. And
I know.
Oh, my God. They are
Shut
making
up,
me awful
Stacey.
Nervous.
She's such a hoot.
We're trying to get to the next rung of hell. Can you help us?
The city of Dis?
Yeah, we're trying to get through Dis.
What's Dis City
Who
dis?
About? New phone, who dis?
Oh, I haven't heard that before. That's new. Oh, creative.
Dis
He's a poet.
Courtney.
Yeah, I'm a poet. I'm kind of good with words.
Yes, Courtney, they want to go through Dis.
Hello, my name's Dante.
What do we have to do?
Do you have an appointment?
No. I tried to make one
on my
the phone.
Oh, God.
We got
Virgil?
Left. You put me on hold for like an hour.
Virgil.
And then, what?
You've called Courtney. So
Hi.
Many times.
Oh, Courtney.
Yeah.
Oh,
shit. You know
That's
God.
The angel
you know
I was telling you about.
What happened here?
I ghosted this chick.
Oh.
Like, literally, I'm in hell. Like, I died. I literally ghosted her and died. And
It's really funny to see you crawling back here. What's
Whoa.
Up? And you brought some mortal with you?
I'm
trying
alive.
Not to say anything
I'm
rude
living.
Over here.
Yeah.
Can you just, look, I'm sorry. I just didn't want to hurt you, so I thought it'd be easier to never speak to you again and not tell you why.
Classic. Classic.
And plus, you
angel.
Met your wife like 4 years ago, so
what?
It makes sense.
Shut the fuck up, Virgil. I'm you, Virgil. Shut up. Dante.
Didn't you guys start earlier than that?
Yes.
You guys started way earlier.
I don't have a wife.
You have a wife now?
No.
Oh, sorry. I
Wait, are you two hooking up?
No.
Is this what you do? You bring your hookups down to hell? Like it's like some fun, cool
no,
thing?
No, I never brought you down
well,
here.
Well, because they're gay. That's why
because
they
I work here.
Oh, I didn't know that. I guess I didn't ask you anything about yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I kind of used you, but you kind of let me. So don't act like I'm
wow.
the bad guy.
Some people just
okay.
You have a lot of nerve.
You have a lot of nerve.
I have a lot of nerve.
You have a lot of nerve coming to
hell.
Where we
you
work.
Work in hell. I have a lot of nerve.
Yeah.
You work in hell.
Yeah.
And you guys are like not at the beginning of hell. You're like kind of in the middle.
Far deep.
You're pretty deep. Okay.
Yeah, there's people on fire out there. You're doing nothing. And I have the nerve because I didn't call.
We're employees.
We work for the man.
We work for the man.
The, who's the man?
Have been
the
man.
Your boss?
We the have man. Been
oh, you're just following orders? Is that what you're saying?
From the devil.
We follow orders just like you do, Mr. Heaven
I'm
Guy.
I'm a poet.
He's a poet.
I'm self-employed.
How about this? Why don't you go to Earth and fix all the wars? You ever go down and bless people other than the rich people and give them more money?
No, I think my words make people happy.
Courtney, what, you bless Taylor Swift with the tongue of a goddess and you think that's good enough?
Courtney, you have to stop dating poets.
We were hoping if we could actually go in the city. I mean, we've been kind of talking at the city door for what feels like eternity.
I actually think you're on the no hell list.
I don't think you're on the list.
You're on the list.
The
you're
no hell list?
No.
Because we actually have a lot of layers of hell to get through still.
I don't know how you're going to get through us because we're...
You unfollow me on Instagram.
She's the doorman and I'm the list girl.
This is real mature.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now I'm gonna let you unfollow me on Instagram, even though you still look at my stories, mind you. I see that.
She has every right to do that.
I just want to make sure you're not doing better than me,
Hey, burning lady. Hey, burning lady. What? Okay, you talk to my friend here. She said she needs a hug. She's very, very sad.
Ow!
Run!
Let's grab a drink. Let's grab a drink later, Courtney, please.
Virgil and Dante bid Courtney farewell as they enter the sixth circle of hell, meant for all the heretics. They then board a winged beast and fly to the seventh circle of hell, meant for everyone who lived violently. Even worse than all the violent people in the eighth circle of hell are the people that believed in magic and astrology.
Okay, so we're in the violent one. So I'm pretty sure this will be this is the deepest one, I assume. We're in the seventh level of hell. That guy literally is murdering, trying to murder as we speak.
This is my 11th murder today.
It looks like there's an exit sign behind you. It looks like it goes even further.
What would be even
What's
further
What's worse
than murder?
Guys?
Oh, those are the magic people.
Yeah.
What? They do like horoscopes and witch stuff, and they're pretty nice.
There's some close-up magicians there as well.
They're actually very cool.
What? And illusionists.
Yes.
It's like Harry Houdini is in there?
Yep.
Yes.
Hitler here, Houdini over there.
Oh, Hitler's over there.
Yeah, Hitler's here, and then is Harry Houdini?
Yes.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Because he's a dirty magician.
Dirty magician.
God, we hate those magicians. Also, ventriloquists.
They're in there.
They're pretty close.
A weird system.
This is like
Yeah.
Look, we don't do the sorting. We just follow. Yeah. We know where we're supposed
Lucifer.
To go.
Okay. That's up to Lucifer.
That's up to the big man.
He does not like a lot of that stuff like that.
But, you know, there's a lot of motivated people in this room. You'd be wise to, you know, network.
Yeah.
What are y'all's names?
Blur.
What's your sign?
What did you just ask me?
What?
What's your sign?
My sign?
Don't say that.
Holy shit.
What?
Don't say that.
Get out of here.
Get out.
What?
Get out of here. What's my sign?
Are you free?
Sick?
What did I say?
You sick.
You're murderers.
Get out of here.
Oh, get out of here.
Let's go.
Get out of here.
Put him in the magic circle.
Oh my God.
Okay.
They enter. It's the magic castle in LA.
Oh, God.
Oh, Los Angeles.
It's a bunch of, like 20-something.
Yeah, 20-year-olds and then the 6-year-old magicians.
Hey, how are you doing?
Pick a card.
Okay.
Pick a card.
I'm starting to see it.
Do it.
Yeah. Starting to see why you guys are deeper than Jeffrey Dahmer.
Which card you get?
You want me to tell you what card I get?
Don't tell me. Give it back. Now I'm going to shuffle it. Wait, watch me shuffle it.
Oh, I love when they do that.
Oh yeah. Is it your card?
No.
Shit.
How did you get here?
Yeah, you're a terrible magician.
Do you not have to be a good magician to get to the eighth ring of hell?
You just have to believe in magic.
I started magic 6 months before I died, which was such a shame because I didn't get very good at it. And now I'm stuck here forever.
Were you going to go to heaven before that?
I was Christian my entire life.
Oh, wow. You really fumbled.
Yeah, I just wanted to show them some tricks and I didn't know it was the devil's work. I didn't know.
Realized I got my nephew a magic kit for his birthday.
Oh, that's really unfortunate.
That's not... You
I've condemned him to a life in the eighth ring of hell. Oh,
yikes.
What are your names?
My name's Amber.
I'm Mr. Hoshman.
Mr. Hoshman. That's more like it. Amber.
Okay, Hoshman, but my last name, do you want to know what my last name is?
What, is it Smith or some bullshit?
Zabecki.
Amber Zabecki.
Amber Zabecki.
A to Z.
Amber Zabecki is very good.
Mm-hmm.
I would, if I had a last name that started with Z, I would name them a first name that started with A.
Exactly. Amber Zabecki. And if you actually read my name, it has all the letters of the alphabet in it.
That is true.
The saw the woman in half trick. How does that work? I've always
wondered. Here we do it for real.
Oh, really?
They do.
Ooh. That's great.
That's why that girl's walking around with just legs.
Don't touch her, though.
Just legs. Just the lower half of the woman. That's great.
Yeah.
It's just the it's just the good half.
Really?
What? I didn't say
you're
that.
You're an ass man?
No.
Oh.
I think this is the guy that Courtney was talking about when we stopped at Diss City.
I think they're talking about you.
She said a poet.
She said a poet who looked like a little bitch.
Oh my gosh. The poet that looks like a little bitch.
How did that spread down here? Yes.
Oh my gosh.
We do dinner parties at Diss.
Oh my god. She's a crazy lying whore.
Oh my god.
We know her very well.
Yeah, she's not lying. She said you were like really like just your poems were just like mid, like
and
okay.
sad and like pathetic.
I'm misunderstood.
That's okay. what they all say.
Oh,
though.
That's what every poet says.
That's what every I misunderstood. Nobody Virgil's, gets me. I can't publish my poetry. Maybe it's just because it's just not good, baby.
Virgil's an amazing poet.
What's that one girl who wrote like Milk and Honey? She just wrote like he drank my milk. I gave him that honey, and she got published. Where's your book? Where's your bestseller book?
It's coming. I need time to work on it. I'm not a hack. Right. I don't pander.
So instead of writing poetry, you're doing what? Showing this 35-year-old man around hell?
I'm a great admirer of Virgil. Virgil is a hero. In the world right now.
Why do we do tours?
I don't know.
Why do they let people do tours?
I don't know.
This is great. We're going to go.
Can we check out the ninth ring?
Honestly, yeah. Get out of here, guys.
Please go.
Just please
leave. Amber, Mr. Hodgkins, whatever.
Hoshman.
How about you make that lint all over your shirt disappear?
How about you f*** off?
Let's get the fuck.
We've come to the deepest, darkest ninth circle of hell. In his ice-cold lair, Satan is literally here torturing all of history's worst traitors. After Dante and Virgil have seen enough, they roll down the beast's back into purgatory.
Oh my god. I recognize all these people.
History, the people from history.
All the people who had great big betrayals.
There's no one here that we don't recognize. Isn't that weird? You think there'd be some people that had great betrayals that we wouldn't recognize. It's like only famous people get down here.
Seems like betraying people is a great way to get famous.
What's up? How are you guys?
Hey, who are you?
Oh my god.
I'm Judas.
Oh, it's Judas.
Yeah, it's me.
That's so cool.
I know. I'm sorry. I know it's weird. I know it's crazy. People always freak out, but I just thought I'd say, hey. I love the fan.
Could I? I'm so sorry. I've known you about it. I'm a big fan.
Thank you. Don't be nervous. It's okay.
I am Genghis Khan.
Oh my god. Oh, can we take a picture?
Let me quiz you on, first of all, who I am and what did I do?
Okay. History museum, Genghis Khan, like infographic person thing.
I just want to know. I just want to know because everyone says they come down here and they're like, I'm a huge fan, but I just want to know name five of my songs, you know, like that. I'm from where? Tell me.
Mongolia.
Yep, correct. I'm from Mongolia.
This freaking guy.
And what did I do?
You killed like millions of people.
Yeah, you did worse things that I'm not comfortable saying on camera.
Right.
Yeah. You apparently a lot of some like what 10% of people in the world, five are related to you or something because of all the rape.
You're probably my
great Genghis Khan grandpa, great father, great great grandfather. I did, which.
Sorry, Judas. I feel like this.
I feel like you guys
totally
are giving him a lot of credit, but I did cool stuff too.
You
right?
basically created Christianity, I would say, single-handedly.
Pretty. I mean, right? That's what I've heard. I mean, I don't want to say that about myself.
You helped fulfill the prophecy. Is that so wrong? Because someone had to betray him.
I know. Someone had to do it.
Someone had to betray him for him to die, for him to be on that cross. So had not been Judas, would we have Christianity?
I'm essentially the creator of Christianity. I want to put. I didn't say that, but other people are saying it.
Someone had to do it.
But
I'm Genghis Khan. I'm also a philosopher.
All right, great. We're in public. How about you guys stop jerking each other off here?
That's the second circle.
That's the second circle. Oh, you guys been to the second circle?
Yeah, we were there.
Was my girl there? I haven't seen a girl. Vaginas? Yeah, was she telling you to fuck her arm?
They're nasty.
Yes.
You're
that
able
arm
to,
puss is
can
nuts.
You move around between the circles?
Well, we can.
You have a visa, so you can use it sometimes. You can only travel during certain times of the year, but also we don't really have years because time is different.
Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, also, when Lucifer, Satan, whatever you want to call him, Diablo, when he's torturing other people, we get some private time. We get to escape a little bit.
We're kind of like his top guys, so we can kind of go in wherever we want.
Genghis!
Oh, that's
the guy. That's the big guy.
Yeah, that's Satan.
Genghis!
You are next.
All right. All right. I'm going to go get torched. Wait, that's what we call it. I'm getting torched.
Oh, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
You don't seem nervous about this. Why aren't you nervous?
Getting torched.
Why aren't you scared?
Hey. Woo. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Y'all the top people in the betrayal section of the deepest part of hell. Are you worried you're going to betray each other ever? Does that ever cross your mind?
I mean, there's nowhere else to go, really.
What could we even do?
And Satan's just like...
kind of that guy.
He's kind of like the one. So it's like, I don't even know. I'm kind of over it.
Yeah, me too. I was kind of, you know, peeved when I got here first time.
We tried to do a couple betrayals.
We tried.
When we first got here.
Hard to betray people when, you know, you got the best in the biz.
There's like six of us here.
It seems like a good place for you to be at right now. We're honestly, pretty, just from like the happy. Outside looking
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
Genghis! So
oh, you yeah. better go.
I better go.
You better go. All right.
Deuces.
Have fun.
Deuces, guys. TTYLXOX. I'm gonna.
You wanna ride down the tail?
Yeah.
You wanna slide down the tail of the beast?
Guess yeah, who my favorite like singer is? Sorry. My favorite artist is Genghis Noah Khan. Season what? Of the Sticks. The Stick Lake. Stick. The River,
River
of Sticks.
Wow.
Yep. All right, my head out.
Okay. Bye,
Yabba dabba doo.
Our two tourists bid Genghis farewell, and now you know all about Dante's Inferno.
We did it. We made it all the way through hell.
Now, question. May I ask a question?
Sure.
Does this hold any biblical accuracy? Is this from the Bible, pulled from the Bible? Does the Bible mention any rings of hell? Is there any rings of hell in any religious text?
I don't think in the Bible.
Or is this strictly fiction?
Is this Dante's sick and twisted mind?
I mean, the
is this
poem,
a fanfic?
The poem the Inferno is written by, was authored by Dante Alighieri. In 1321, and it's considered a divine comedy, even though there's not much fun to
they
be
call
had.
A lot of stuff comedy, so we're not really.
Yeah.
Dante's kind of like us. Like we write scripts and we put our names as the characters, and it's comedy.
Oh my gosh, that's true.
We're Dante.
Wait, so it's considered a poem,
and
even though it's
is
a big
just
ass
as
book.
Good.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Like prose.
It's like a, it's still considered a poem. Yeah, it's just it just represents just a recognition and the rejection of sin.
Yeah,
things like
I don't
that.
Think it's any like religious text. It's more just like a visualization of
that's
like,
interesting.
Religious text.
That's interesting too. The order he put the rings.
Yeah, it's honestly like someone made one of those tiered lists. That's yeah, Dante's Inferno.
S tier
of yeah. sins.
Yeah,
Judas. The things
so
are
so
bad,
to him, he was very
Genghis
anti-
Khan.
Yeah,
the great betrayer.
Don't put this in the thing. But I feel like it would, if you could get away with it, it'd be a fantastic satirical musical of going through every layer.
Oh, like Dante's Inferno, the musical?
Yeah,
why don't
yeah.
you put this in the thing?
Because I don't want someone to take that.
Yeah.
I think that's really
good
fun.
Idea, yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
That
yeah.
would be great.
Dante yeah. and Virgil and then
and you're in every
the...
single ring and there's a song in every
yeah.
single
yeah.
one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's great.
I think that's fun.
Good idea.
Nice. I like it.
Anyway, back into, we're in it now. Yeah, that was
yeah,
awesome.
That's interesting. I think I read that in senior year of high school.
I think I also
read it. Like they made you read it or you just chose to read it?
I was in a classical literature oh. class.
I feel like I read sense. That for AP Lit or something.
I couldn't tell what the fuck was going on.
I never read it.
Well, if you did, you'd be like,
it
I
is,
can't tell
written
what
very,
is
like,
going on.
And it enters like odd. It's hard
I mean,
to
follow. It's poetry.
Yeah, well, because it's, and it was
it's
written
in triplets.
Hundreds of years ago, yeah.
I'm interested why it's called a comedy. Like, is comedy, like, at the time, was it just like anything that's like, parody or like subversive or like know. Something that's just like well,
let's say like comedy is happy ending, drama is sad ending.
Oh, that's why.
I think that was like the rule, especially with Shakespeare. That's the rule with like Shakespeare, I think.
Oh, so anything that's
but I don't
just
know
like,
if that applies to here.
Like a general romp.
Very bluntly, a tragedy is one where like everybody dies at the end. So in ancient terms, comedy was just to mean a story in which not everybody dies at the end.
Oh, that's
607.
Funny.
Oh, do you want to hit us with a recap?
According to you guys, Dante is walking through the forest and is rescued before he can badmouth the animals of Hell's Forest. He is brought to the second circle where Kelly's armpit vagina nearly bites him. And then in the third circle, they swing by the third circle's drive-through. Which has great service, despite them having to wait, I think, 3 hours for a gluttony milkshake. Virgil then runs into his ex, Courtney, at the city gates of Dis. He has to be pulled away before he disses them as well. And then Satan tortures Genghis before he can complete the like trivia, like Hollywood Squares, who am I part of the Ninth Circle. And then Malabogia was there. We didn't really talk about Malabogia. And that's Dante's Inferno.
Nice. Woo! We're applauding ourselves.
Didn't read it.
That's we did fun. Not read it. That was a fun one.
But we and did enjoy it.
Can check out We Didn't Read It wherever you get your podcasts. Check out the visual version of the podcast on freaking YouTube.
YouTube.
And don't forget to check us out on American High Shorts and College Life and their new channel, Barely Adult.
Barely.
Check out Barely Adult.
Yeah. Don't forget to follow us on our personal socials as well.
If you're watching this on YouTube while you're here and you haven't watched the new episodes of Minimum Wage, go check that out.
Yes.
We got a little mini series going on.
How many episodes do we have?
We currently have four.
We have four episodes out. We're filming more. So if you like it, show it some love because that means we'll make more.
Yeah.
Make more. Yeah.
We want to put it in a movie.
Or a TV show.
And that's what I'm hinting.
Follow our personal pages. Mine is Hyde Healy. Basically everything.
Grace Ryder.
Julia DeCesare.
And Tommy C. Armstrong, or on TikTok, Gary's father.
Nice. Yeah. Just, you know.
Yes. You're planning for the future when you have a son named Gary.
Tommy. Yeah.
I started counting on
All right, guys. Thanks for watching, and we'll catch you next time.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Stay out of hell now.
Bye.